Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the We'll Get Around to It. I'm your host, Anthony Brown, aka 2D from Gorillaz, with my co-host,
Nick Brooks, aka I currently have a clogged left ear.
And this is
that time of season.
This is the We'll Get Around to It.
That's all right. Yeah, at our age, we get something clogged, but it's usually in our bowels. So you know what I'm saying? We're just old.
Goodness.
Well, before I let our guests have the stage, let's have like a little banner, a little talk real quick. So the world's still on fire. COVID's yes. Evolving. Don't know how that's possible. Apparently it's in the water now. It's next thing you know, it's going to be opening doors like velociraptors. Nothing really too important in the news. Pretty much just, well, I learned just a few hours ago that if you're a PS4 or PlayStation 5 owner, you can get 5 free games right now. 2 of them are Subnautica, which is an adventure game where you play as a deep sea diver stranded on an alien world, and you get to make stuff and eat fish and swim around in the ocean. The other game is Gungeon. You're pretty much just some little person in a little dungeon with bullets that shoot at you. It's weird fun. And some other games that I really didn't pay attention to, but some of them are like more laid back, relaxed. But besides that, there's nothing else. But today's episode, like I said, is always a little different. But before we do that, y'all know the most important rule, ladies and gentlemen, you must have your pants on. We have guests. So our guests before we get to that,
Anthony, should you mention any other rules to our guests?
Oh, sorry. So before I get into that, I should let my guests know. I forgot to let them know beforehand that we are not allowed to use foul language. But
oh no.
But don't worry, I have substitution words for you to use. You may use fudgesicle.
Fudgesicle.
Good word.
Fudgesicle. Patty May. If I don't know which one that would fall under, but you can use that one.
Freaking.
You can use freaking.
There you go. Overall, don't worry. If one word ever happens to slip up, these are pre-recorded. We can edit.
Cussing without cussing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we like cussing with innuendo and things like that. We're actually, the words are fine. It's just the way we put them together.
Right. And that's the thing. I'm sure that will be fine. It's just nothing too foul or anything like that. But if it ends up happening, we'll cut it out.
Yeah, we're grandpas.
Fair enough.
Bad.
All right. Anthony, you may continue.
So pretty much our guests are part of a legendary band. They're world renowned. And
we're somewhere in the world, we're renowned.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I was just trying to get the crowd, you know, pumped up for you guys.
You got it.
I like it. Keep rolling. That's good.
They are the world renowned most legendary band that has ever existed. Better than Kiss. Better than Elvis. I am pushing the limit.
I don't think so.
You are very much pushing it. Ladies and gentlemen, a local band here in Illinois, the Screaming Eagles. For each member, I will let you introduce yourselves.
Okay. Well, I'm Brad Cummins. I play guitar and do some vocals in the band.
I'm Dave, and Dave Curtis, and I do the managing, and I do a little bit of vocals.
I'm Dave, and I play bass, and I do some vocals as well.
And then we got Brad.
Guys that aren't present is Rich Pizzini, who plays all things wind. So he does saxophones and harmonicas and does some vocals. And then we have Vic Windham, who plays drums.
There you go.
Weren't able to be here this morning, but the three, you're stuck with the three of us, three amigos.
The three amigos. There you go. Shout outs to your other band members. We'll be sure to say hello to them on this podcast. All right. The very first question, how did you all meet? How did you all get together as this band?
Oh, Dave, you want to Want to field that one? Or you want me to?
Sure, I can. Me and Brad. I guess Brad and DC. I call him DC because we're both Dave's and his last name is Curtis. But they've been friends for a long time. I'm not sure how they met, but Brad and I started playing in a previous band together about 3 years ago, I guess, with Brad. And that band never really launched. It would have been a good, it was good players and everything. It would have been a good band, but, we were never able to get everything together to get it going. So Brad started, had split off and started to do something on his own and gave me a call and asked me if I'd be interested in joining up. And I said, sure, I like Brad and his talent and his and personality and everything. So it's been a good fit.
Yeah, so really it was just Dave and I, and then we just went out and tried to find people. We found, of course, this Dave I've known forever, and so he's a big inspiration to me. He does a lot to just motivate what's going on. We found that in this era, you have to really go door knocking to get gigs. The old days, back in our day, there were a lot of nightclubs in the region, and there were a lot of booking agencies. But these days, doesn't seem to be much, so he helps that. We go all door knocking on different bars, and, we try to come in at opportune times for those and land some gigs that way. And so by time, we met Rich, the next guy to join that's with us, doing the all things wind, and then end up finding Vic to play the drums. So that makes up our band.
There you go. When you say going bar to bar knocking on doors, it almost kind of reminds me of I don't know if you know this guy. He's a retired producer. He currently works at Apple, but was a founder of Interscope Records named Jimmy Iovine, who he has worked with Bruce Springsteen. He's worked with Lady Gaga. He's worked with Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty.
Almost as good as the internationally acclaimed Screaming Eagles.
I remember watching a biodocumentary. It's on HBO called The Defiant Ones, where he started out in a band in New York, where he just kind of went bar to bar playing a bunch of nightclubs. So when you were telling me that, I was like, oh, hey, that reminds me of that.
To relate to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
More questions, right, man. We like questions.
Yep.
All right. You know what? Anthony, I'll let you ask the next question.
So, has any band in particular that like you all listened to back then or now, like bands that inspired you all to like want to be a band, I guess?
Any back then?
Most of them back then. Yeah, myself personally, I really like the classic rock. I like 60s, 70s, 80s rock. A lot of bands, Led Zeppelin, Rush, Queen. You get into bands like Pink Floyd, ZZ Top, all those kinds of bands. That was where we cut our teeth. And I liked a lot of the 90s stuff too. 90s had some pretty good bands come out with the alternative music. I liked a lot of those and liked some of the grunge stuff. Some of it like Pantera, that gets a little too heavy for what I wanted to, but kind of passed up on the disco era there, for the most part. Although I like funk. We like funk.
Yeah.
There's a difference. In our age, there's a difference between funk and disco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funk was cool. Disco was cheesy.
Yeah, we like Billy Preston, for example. A lot of Billy Preston.
Parker Wheatley.
Port Wheatley, J.J. Brown and the All-Stars. I don't know if anybody heard of
Cap
them.
Cap Kangaroo
is a big one.
He's a big one.
Yes, some of these names I'm pretty familiar with.
Yeah, so we do a little of that.
Commodores, they had some good stuff. There's a lot of good music back in our era. You guys in your era, you guys just don't have it, man.
No, you guys, I'm sorry, you guys missed out on the rock and roll.
Don't worry. I my parents like the type of music that I kind of grew up on. My family for the most part they're into country music, but if I were to be specific, with my dad, he listened to a lot of classic rock. He listens to 90s alternative metal music, some rap metal music.
Yeah,
my mother, like she loves to listen to funk music. She listens to like 80s, 90s gangster rap music. So kind of like stuff that was back in 70s, 80s, 90s, anything like that, music I kind of listen to nowadays. Like bands you mentioned, like Led Zeppelin and Queen, Pantera, like I'm pretty familiar with those names. I've heard those bands before. Queen, I think they're incredibly talented. If you're an avid music listener and you're listening to a lot of rock music, then there's one band you cannot skip out on is Queen.
Yeah. And another one just as talented kind of in that cast is Muse, more from the 90s era. Man, Muse is a highly talented band.
Yeah, my mother listens to Muse.
She's a good woman, I can tell already.
any bands that you guys have heard recently that kind of makes your ears perk up? Anything like, I mean, like really anything at all? Like anything maybe from like the early 2000s up to now, just really anything in particular.
Well, you know, I get lost a little bit in who was in the 2000s from the 90s, distinguishing those two. Dave, you, anything come to mind? I mean, the Gin Blossoms are probably, that's still 90s, that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I think.
Dave does a Gin Blossom.
Jim, yeah.
So I don't know who would be in the 2000s, like turning it. It still was, there was still a lot of alternative stuff coming out then.
Yeah, that's true. Because like if I were to think of a band like Green Day, who kind of gained their popularity in the 2000s, but they really started back in the 90s.
Exactly. And I like Green Day. So in my Foo Fighters, you know, kind of in that, probably in that category. And there's other ones if I thought about them. I do like Green Day. Dave, who can you think of in that era?
Well, I don't know if that this collective. So I guess that, I'm not sure if that would be 90s. I like them.
Soundgarden was a real good band.
Yeah, Soundgarden. I really liked a lot of the grunge stuff, like the Alice in Chains and the Stone Temple Pilots.
My dad enjoys Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. They've got a real good bass player, I like that real thick. I know it's kind of dark, but it's such a nice thick sound, and the guitar tones they get. I always liked it, you know. I guess Alice in Chains, their harmonies. I guess they use a lot of harmonizer, but they did it in such a cool way. I seen them live once, and I think it was just Jerry Cantrell, guitar player, and Lane Staley that sang, but sometimes it sounded like they had a choir. They just had that harmonizer thing down to a T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all good bands. So we like a lot of different music, probably not as partial to country, although I will say a lot of the modern country pretty much sounds like rock. To me, it's like country rock or something. We would have, you know, back in our day, it would have been Charlie Daniels. That's a little more hayseed than the stuff you hear today, but it's pretty much rock.
Yeah. And I've seen Toby Keith in Baghdad, and I became a fan a little bit.
Yeah.
Toby Keith. Dave, since you mentioned like seeing bands live in concert, the only band that I ever really did see, I'm not too keen on country music nowadays, because like when you mention country music nowadays, if you've listened to radio stations like 92.3 and 93.7, they all sound kind of the same. Like there's like Chris Stapleton. I don't listen to Chris Stapleton, but I hear he's actually like doing something different.
I like Chris Stapleton. He's got a bluesy really feel to his stuff. Is more gutsy and bluesy.
Yeah, but like other stuff, kind of like Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean.
Yeah,
they're essentially copying and pasting. It's like, rinse and repeat. Yeah. My girl broke up with me, so I'm drinking beer in my pickup
there
truck.
There you go. Man. There you go. Gotta be a tractor in there somewhere.
Right. Oh yeah, that too. Yeah,
that's what it is. So it's too corn seed for me. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Wait, it sounds. Don't forget the snare drums as well.
Yeah.
everything that's not country is because back to what I was saying, like I think the only concert that I ever went to was I was maybe 11, 12 years old, and it was a Rascal Flatts concert. Now I don't really listen to Rascal Flatts nowadays, but I still remember going to that concert and feeling so hyped because of like the people around me, the energy of the concert. Yeah.
Rascal Flatts put out some energy. I mean, they, you know, I'm not a huge fan, but their music was good, and they put out a lot of sound. You know, they were an energetic band.
They did have a lot of energy in that concert. I applaud them for that.
Mm-hmm. But now, like with country, I'm probably more of an outlaw country, like Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
You know, those guys from back in that day, I like that motif of music, you know, where they were just kind of outlaw country.
Yeah.
There was some good artists back then. Merle Haggard, those guys. Oh, yeah. They can play. They were great musicians. You probably never heard of a guy named Roy Clark. But Roy Clark was a musician on Hee Haw. You ever heard of the show Hee Haw?
No, I might need to ask my mom and dad about that. I'll have to ask them about that.
Ask your mom and dad about
Hee Haw. Very popular show back in the day.
And they had great musicians on it. It was like a comedy hour thing, you know. But Roy Clark, this dude Roy Clark, he could play anything. Mandolin, banjo, guitar, fiddle, you know. And he was awesome on everything. So there was a real good musician in that era.
All right,
guys, you think we're getting back to the days where we can, there's going to be more live performances for guys like us, or is karaoke going to carry on, you think?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. That's a very good question.
You know, with COVID opening up, we're kind of hoping that, what we notice is people do like live music. They like it to where, you know, if they feel like getting up and dancing or still having a conversation with their friends and stuff, we've kind of noticed that people have a much better time than just doing, just a regular stereo playing out loud or doing the karaoke thing. But, I mean, that's just our opinion. That's what we see. We're kind of hoping that's what gets back a little bit more, where people are coming back out. And, I mean, and I'm talking younger crowds, too, where you have some bands and they can go out, socialize. And, again, you've got the COVID thing, but I think we see a light at the tunnel with that. So
there you go.
Yeah, but we've already got dates booked through the end of the year. And last year we had a lot of dates that were, you know, canceled, or we did a lot of outside stuff because of the coronavirus. And so hopefully we're going to get back into where we can. Well, it's great to play outside in the summer if it's not raining, of course, you know, or too hot. But it's good. It'll be good to be able to get back inside as well.
Yeah, we do put our pants on, you know, just because you mentioned earlier. We've tried that one, our pants, and it was just didn't go over well at all. So.
But if you pay us right, we can play in the nude.
You got a bunch of middle-aged guys with skinny legs, you know. It just doesn't look good.
I think you guys may have answered my next question, because my next question was how has performing in general affect you all in terms of the COVID situation? And if there's more you want to go into it, then...
Yeah, we just, you know, we kind of kept ourselves out there. You know, I don't know. That gets into a whole nother discussion, but my mind is I'm not going to quit living because there's a bug out there, you know? So we didn't really conduct ourselves. I mean, obviously we follow, you know, rules just to be polite, you know, like I wear a mask if people want, you know, you're in a place where that's appropriate or whatever, that kind of thing. But I didn't stop going out. We didn't stop doing anything we do. It's like, if I get sick, I get sick.
And for a lot of bands last year, we were actually lucky. We actually played, you know, maybe not in Madison County, Illinois, but, you know, we played out in other places where the level, I guess, you know, wasn't red or orange, the COVID thing. And so, you know, up in Macoupin County and some other places we played, you know, we traveled a little bit to get playing. But that's what the guys wanted to do. But we did do, the proper protocol and everything. And so we were lucky compared to a lot of bands. Again, me and Brad here retired, so we had plenty of time to go meet bar owners, you know what I mean, go have lunch with them. That, quite honestly, we worked out, you know, they're hurting. A lot of businesses, I'm worried about a lot of small businesses, just not bars and restaurants. I'm talking about a lot of small businesses. So, you know, we've been known to, I guess what you call it, guys, you know, cuddle hustle. You know, they're hurting. We want to play, you know, we love playing. DW and Brad here play because they love it.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. DW would play for two ferrets and a chicken, you know, it don't even have to be that. We can party.
So, you know, he always says that and it's true.
Oh my God.
We've done, we work with the bar owners. I mean, we got you got to help them out too. So, and that's what we've done. And, you know, like this year, we're like DW was saying, and you know, we're booked for the year this year.
places like Chubby's and Lox's Brick House and Bethalto and the Moose. And what do we play? You know, we play all kinds of some of the wineries, Aries Winery, Wild Pickens Winery.
Yep, Sage Bakers, House.
Bakers and Hale.
Yeah, Bakersville, Sage House, and Bunker Hill and Red's Tavern, which is right next to it. So we've kind of got a little circuit, but there's the people that we know. And they're also, we kind of consider them friends, you know, of ours in a way.
And they have food.
And they got good food.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of how we do it. I mean, we don't want to outprice ourselves. But then again, the guys here are very, you know, we're a very good band, really tight. Again, we practice every week. And we play, you know, we're playing tonight, but it's a different band, our little blues band. But we have an unplugged band also. And again, the guys play because it's camaraderie and it's really fun. We're going to do a couple of benefits where the guys will give our money. We're giving our money just again, because it's a good reason to do it. Some of the benefits we're doing, they're good. Makes us feel good to do it.
And one of those is a benefit for a guy that lost his life from COVID.
Right. We do one. When is that one? DW, know the date on that one?
I think it's in June.
That's what I thought earlier.
In June, we're doing a benefit for Scott Hamilton. He died of COVID.
He was really a big supporter for us. You know, he just was always a happy guy, upbeat. He came to all the gigs and just always encouragement to see him. And it, you know, it was just horrible that happened to him.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that kind of thing too. We like to do stuff like that where we can, you know, if you can use your talent to help somebody, that's awesome. You know, that doesn't.
Oh yeah.
Like you guys are doing, right? You have these podcasts and it gives some entertainment for people to listen to some different perspectives. And I'm sure it has blessed a lot of people.
I'm sure.
And if anybody out there who does listen to these podcasts, we're very much hoping that it has blessed your day.
Yep.
We really do.
All right, Anthony, throwing it back over to you.
Yep. So what advice would you have for any young band that's trying to start up now, especially with the conditions of things now?
Yeah, good question. Any I think for me, the main thing is you keep your passion, you know, because that'll drive you to do a lot of things that don't even necessarily make good sense. You know what I'm saying? Playing music in bars and in, you know, any kind of venue like this, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a lot of work, a lot of expense. You got to spend a lot of hours, you know, practicing. But so the only thing that's going to drive you to do that is because you have a passion for it.
Yep.
And
right.
For youngsters, I don't think that's ever changed. No matter what the conditions are in society, what's going to drive you to be successful at something like that is because you really love doing it, and don't lose that love. You know, don't make it a job.
And that goes for anything in life. So
that's true. Other Dave, do you have anything to say to anybody?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're right. Keep your chops up, you know, and, you know, keep your passion and get out and hustle, you know, like Brad and Dave do. I mean, they get out and meet with these venues and owners, and they, you know, we heard other band, you know, other people say, well, they don't have gigs and stuff. But, you know, you just got to get out there and hustle. I remember back in the day taking my little cassette player around with some song lists and, trying to get the bartenders and the owners and stuff to listen to your promo and stuff, and, you know, and going through an agency and all that stuff. I mean, it, like Brad said, it's a lot of work, but if you love what you're doing, it doesn't seem like work because, you know, you're having fun doing it.
Well said, DW. Right.
Yep.
All right. That is it with the questions. And now we're going to be, we're not ending the podcast just yet. Now we're going to do a little bit of an open discussion. So first thing about it is, you guys looking through your Facebook page, you guys have recently performed at Red's Tavern in Bunker Hill. Yep. How was that for you? How was that for you all?
Oh, we love it. We love playing up there. It's a neat, they actually, you know, so not all bars are as accommodating for a band. In other words, they don't have a lot of space for a band, or maybe, you know, Red's has ample space for the band to set up a stage and ample space to store the equipment while we're playing, you know, that kind of thing. And then it's really good people. I think it's different for them up there. You know, I think they don't always.
Uh-oh. Brad, we lost you.
You're muted again.
The phone muted him. We hear you. There you are.
Sorry.
No worries.
That was the president. I told him I'd have to call it back. Yeah, he calls me all the time. He's like, dude, you need to stop calling me all the time because I'm going to have to file a retainer fee or something. I'm going to ask questions.
Training orders.
Foreign policy and things like that. But heck, he's not really paying me,
No, he's not.
So anyway, yes. Reds is a great place. I would encourage your listeners that, if they – they don't mind taking the trek up to Bunker Hill. Actually, Bunker Hill's had a kind of a renaissance. There's been some money be put in. Billy Goat's across the street from them. Very good restaurant. Sage House is a great restaurant.
Sage House, great.
Red's is kind of tied in with them, so you can get food at Red's. Red's doesn't have a kitchen, but they're connected to the Sage House, so you can order anything on the Sage House menu and eat it at Red's.
Great food. And like Brett said, you're doing like a little renaissance, and we're going to play a benefit up there, and I think that one, DW's in June. Well, we're doing that one for the Bunker Hill Police Department. Small police department. You know what they need? People don't think about getting a tire changed or a bulletproof vest or whatever. So we'll do that up there, a benefit up there. Reds is great. The Moose, great place to play at. Huge. We played at Reds last week. We had over 100 people there. So, we had over 100, and it was a good party. I mean, we play.
We're internationally known, though.
Right.
You guys said early on there, so that,
Yeah.
One thing I like about Reds is they've got such a good sound in that room, and it's a good room that I guess it was used to be a bowling alley type thing, and you can just get such a great warm sound in there. It makes it a lot of fun to play when you're not fighting the acoustics of the room as much, and you're able to lock in a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, DW.
Wow, well said. One more question. Besides Red's Tavern, what has been one of your favorite places to perform at? Any that you guys can recall?
Well, I love playing at Lox's.
Where we're at right
now. Especially outside on the patio. Just a neat venue. It's a big, sprawling patio. It's pretty private. There's brick buildings on both sides that make this long corridor. And so it holds the sound in there very well. I like outside sound. And so that's, for me, I really like playing there.
And we were raised here in Bethalto. This is right here.
Right.
Right across downtown Bethalto. It used to be called, when I was a kid running through here, me and Brad, it used to be called Floyd and Flo's. Well, Ross Lox has bought several buildings and made it into a
really neat nightclub kind of
place. Really nice.
Ross is a good guy. Ross is a good guy. I know him and his brothers. They're pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
It's right from the police department, which Dave and I used to spend some time there when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Brad and I were in the police department a lot when we were kids.
Not helping, we were just there.
Yeah, we weren't cadets or nothing. We were something else.
Yeah, we were passers through.
Oh, yeah. Then I became a 28-year veteran of police work. Everybody in this little town when I left did not believe that Dave Curtis became a policeman. They thought I'd be in prison. So
she was. It was just running.
It's funny that you mentioned Brick House because I remember I didn't know who I was talking to either. It was either you, Brad, or maybe it was Dave. But I had mentioned that that day when I messaged you guys about wanting to do an interview with you guys, that I saw you all at Brick House. It was last week, and I really enjoyed it. My mom and dad, they really liked the songs you guys played. Cool. And my younger brother, he really enjoyed it. He has just throwing this out. He's someone who has autism.
Yeah.
He really, really enjoyed you guys. Really enjoyed you guys. He thought you guys did an awesome job.
That makes it worth it.
I think you guys definitely made his night.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you noticed, but when I was at Brick House, when me and my brother were outside and we saw you coming out, that was me and my brother because we were getting ready to leave. I can't remember what you were wearing that night. Was it like some kind of Hawaiian shirt or something like that, or something?
Yeah, it was like a bunch of music notes. It's an orange shirt with a bunch of music notes all over it. So yeah,
you like that?
You may have not recognized me, but I remember we were getting ready to leave because we had already ate and whatnot, so we were heading home, and you came up, but I think we were in your way or somewhere, or maybe I said hello to you, and I think it was you that was wearing that. Yeah.
That's cool. No, yeah. I do remember your face, seeing you here. You know, we've been communicating up to this point in time through Messenger, so I don't see a face with it. But seeing you, I remember you.
You coming up tonight?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
We'll be at Chubby's next week, I guess. And is that April 3rd?
Chubby's.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. We don't get a Chubby till Saturday.
Yep.
You know what? I think this is
every once in a while at our age.
I think this is a good way to end the podcast. Anything you guys want to promote? Anything you guys want to do like a little shameless self plugs? Anything like that? Go ahead.
you'd already guessed that part, you know.
No.
No, we just thank you guys for thinking about us and inviting us to be a part of you. You guys got a good podcast going. You and Anthony, you guys are great. Thanks for hosting this and thanks for doing this, you know, for the community around. My son raves about that radio station, The Bridge, because that you guys have such a diversity of music. He says you'll listen and it might be classical and then it might be jazz, and you know, they just do, it's really college radio, and like it should be, you know, and it's playing all kinds of different venues. You're going to have rap, you're going to have country. I guess you guys, I haven't listened to it yet because I don't listen to that much radio, but my son does. He's always telling me about your station. So
you have a lot more listeners than you think, buddy.
Wow. I don't listen to college radio. I'm usually listening to music on Apple Music because my family does like a family subscription thing, or YouTube. And I don't even use Spotify that much. So I haven't gotten the chance to listen to college radio, but I actually had no idea that our radio station had that many listeners.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Other Dave, anything, any last words you want to say?
No, thanks for having us. I appreciate it. I remember having my first music played on a college radio station back in the day, you know, so, and that was Millikan University in Decatur. And I remember that was a big thrill for us. And I really appreciate you having us on, and thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for accepting our invitation. Because ever since I saw you guys, and because I'm such an avid music listener, I figured it'd be awesome to have a local band be on this podcast.
Yep. Well, thanks again for having us very much.
Likewise. Okay, all right. We have been your hosts, Nick Brooks
and Anthony Brown.
And we'll see y'all later.